You know what's the best kind of traffic ever? It's the kind where you get other people to hustle like crazy to sell your stuff, while you kick back with your feet up and watch your sales figures. And that's what affiliate marketing is all about. If you're selling your own product, this is a great way to get massive amounts of targeted, warm leads to your site. Seriously, this is some of the best traffic you can get your hands on. Because in many cases, the visitors are already pre-sold on buying whatever it is that you're selling. I mean, they arrive at your site drooling all over their keyboards and shoving their credit cards at you. How cool is that, huh? So let's take a look at the steps involved in creating an affiliate program, which include step one, set up the affiliate program. Step two, make the affiliate program attractive. Step three, promote your affiliate program. Step four, motivate your affiliates. Okay, so step one is to set up the affiliate program. You have a choice here of either installing your own affiliate script on your site, or you can choose a third-party platform to manage everything. Unless you have a really good reason to do otherwise, just make it easy on yourself and go for a third-party platform because they'll do a lot of the fussy work for you. Popular third-party platforms for digital products include JVZoo.com and ClickBank.com. Of course, if you're selling physical products, then you might opt for a third-party affiliate manager like ShareASale.com. Simply pick the one that works for you and move on to the next step. Step two is to make the affiliate program attractive. In order to attract good affiliates and a lot of affiliates, your affiliate program needs to be attractive to your marketing partners, of course. Trying to lure marketing partners with a shabby affiliate program is like a fat, dirty hobo trying to land a date with a supermodel. It just ain't gonna happen. So the first thing to do is to make sure you have an attractive commission rate. If you're selling physical products, check the going commission rate for your particular product, and it's likely to be somewhere around 10 to 20%. If you're selling digital products, the absolute minimum should be a 50% commission. You may also offer a commission on the upsells. Another option is to give a 100% commission on the front end. This works particularly well if your main goal is to just bring traffic to your site or to get people into your sales funnel by getting them on a mailing list. You may also want to set up special perks for super affiliates. This can include things like higher commission rates on the front end and on the upsells, maybe some financial bonuses for making sales goals, personalized landing pages, and special perks for their customers such as extra bonus products or exclusive discounts. Okay? Another way to make your program attractive is to create marketing materials for your affiliates to use. This will include things like graphic ads such as banners, autoresponder emails, reviews, articles, short reports, videos, and so on. Just be sure to provide a variety of materials so your affiliates can just copy and paste and they can start promoting. Believe me, you'll want to make it as easy as possible for them to promote your products. All right, now the next step. You need to make sure to promote your affiliate program. Look, a lot of affiliates are super smart, but I don't know a single one who's actually a telepathic mind reader. The point is, they're not going to know about your most excellent affiliate program unless you broadcast it from the rooftops. So first things first, if you want a lot of affiliates, then you need to get your affiliate program in front of a lot of potential partners, right? One advantage of using a third-party platform like JVZoo is that affiliates can find you on the site. However, you should still be promoting your program in other ways, including things like advertising it on your own site, adding it to affiliate directories such as affiliatedirectory.com. You can also search Google to find other directories. How about guest blogging on affiliate-related blogs and mentioning your affiliate program in your byline? You can also advertise it in affiliate communities, and these include things like forums and on Facebook. Secondly, you'll also want to directly recruit super affiliates into your program. The super affiliates aren't wasting their time searching for opportunities. Now, if anything, they're probably playing video games because they have a lot of free time and more money than they know what to do with. But they also have huge lists of eager buyers, and you need to do whatever you can to get these affiliates to promote your offer. Now, how do you do that? You need to go to them and give them reasons to promote your product. Be sure to give them access to the product, as well as higher commissions and other perks. Now, who are the super affiliates in your niche? Well, these are the guys and gals who can bring you a ton of sales. These are the marketers with the big lists, the busy blogs, and the big communities on social media or even on forums. A little extra tip, You can search Google to see who's winning affiliate contests in your niche. Which brings us to the next step. You want to make sure to motivate your affiliates, all right? If you want to make sure your affiliates keep promoting, then you need to motivate them. You pretty much got to light their shoes on fire or make them dance for you, okay? The first thing to do is to get them on a mailing list so you can touch base with them regularly. It's an out of sight, out of mind sort of thing, so keep yourself in front of them and keep them excited about promoting your stuff. The second thing you can do to motivate your affiliates is to be sure your offer converts well. In fact, this is probably the biggest motivator. If your affiliates make money every time they promote your stuff, you can be sure they're going to keep on promoting. Third, offer incentives to promote often, such as giving cash bonuses to your affiliates who sell a certain minimum number of products each month. You may even have multiple tiers. For example, you can offer bonuses to those who sell 25 products, 50 products, 100 products, and so on. Fourth, run affiliate contests from time to time. Be sure to offer attractive prizes so that your best affiliates take part in the contest. Keep a leaderboard running for a week to really stir things up and keep the competition going among the affiliates. Get them competing with each other in knockdown, drag-out contests, and you'll be able to laugh all the way to the bank. Fifth, encourage your affiliates. For example, send them news about others who are really doing well with the affiliate program. You can also send them new marketing materials to help them promote your offers. In short, do whatever you can to keep your affiliates interested in the program and promoting your offer. So there you have it. You just found out how to set up an affiliate program. The cool thing is that once you've got a red-hot affiliate program, it kind of takes on a life of its own. You'll get new affiliates every week because everyone wants to be a part of the hottest game in town. And that is a pretty awesome feeling when it happens. So go ahead and take a break, and I'll see you in the next video.